This following monologue is rated R because it's Pirate Jenny. Okay.
Top 5 things I miss about Laura. 1. Sense of humor. Very dry, but it can also be warm and forgiving. And she's got one of the best all-time laughs in the history of all-time's laughs. When she laughs with her entire body. 2. She's got character. Or at least she had character before the whole Ian nightmare. Anyways, she's loyal and honest, and she doesn't even take it out on people when she's having a bad day. That's character. 3. I miss her smell. And the way she tastes. It's a mystery of human chemistry, and I don't understand it. But some people, as far as the senses are concerned, just feel like home. Okay, 4. I really dig how she walks around. It's like she doesn't care how she looks or what she projects, and it's not that she doesn't care. She's not affected, I guess, and that gives her grace. And 5. She does this thing in bed where she can't get to sleep. She kind of half moans and then rubs her feet together an equal number of times. It just kills me. Believe me. I mean, I could do a top 5 things about her that drive me crazy, but they're just garden variety human, you know, schizo stuff. And that's the kind of thing that got me here.
Pirate Jenny! Okay, top 5 things I love about Pirate Jenny. 1. She did a high fidelity monologue. 2. She captures for me Rob's introspectiveness. 3. Her name is Pirate Jenny, and unlike on VAA with like the weeaboos there, it could have easily been Ninja Jenny, but she's standing out. 4. The monologue for me was very sort of conversational. And 5. She has a pleasant voice to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you captured, I don't know that this monologue had a lot of levels, but I thought that it is a very introspective monologue, and I thought you did a good job capturing that, and it didn't really sound reedy to me. It sounded very, like, train of thought. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Miss Canadian?
Nice name. I don't know. I'd never seen High Fidelity, so I was
See it or read it immediately.
Okay. So I don't really know how to, like, approach it, since you clearly...
Approach it like you've never... Just approach
like
it
I've
like
never...
Any monologue.
Well, I don't know, because, like, she clearly was doing, obviously, a very introspective character, according to you. And I was like, oh, you seem kind of, like, quiet and not as much energy. But, like, even at the same time, even if you are introspective, there probably could have been a little bit more energy. But, like, I don't know now, because...
It was very mellow.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it.
Maybe I'm just inclined to like it more because it is High Fidelity. Like, I made people do scenes from High Fidelity and act it, I think, 1. So I really like High Fidelity.
No kidding.
But, like, because I really like it, I would be fairly picky over anybody that's trying to do a Rob, like, monologue. I don't know. For me, I liked it, and I know that, like, it's going to seem contradictory because I'm always pushing levels, but I thought for this it worked really well, and I thought it was conversational. So for me, it's a yes. However, if Scarlett does not feel that way, then it's a no from her, and she will just please re-audition. But what did you think, Scarlett? Don't feel like you have to say yes because I said yes.
I'm thinking.
It's a tough choice. It's like that copper decision earlier. I mean, for me, that wasn't a hard choice at all.
You know, I'm going to put you through.
Yes, Pirate Jenny. We did it, Pirate Jenny. Together, we have conquered Scarlett and her hatred for Americans. Maybe she's Canadian, too. I don't know. We have conquered Canada, Pirate Jenny. Even if you are Canadian, you've helped me conquer Canada, so thank you. Should we move on?
Yes, I guess so.
Right. This is from somebody named Ram Thundar.
Nice.
Ram Thundar.
Dar.
Say it, it's fun.
What's their name again?
Ram Thundar.
Ram Thundar.
Oh yeah.
I feel like there should be an echo, like dar, dar, dar,
Yeah,
dar.
he's like a Ram Thundar the Barbarian.
Oh.
Maybe he's gonna be in a loincloth.
Screw the monologue, we'll just go on with your name.
David Ramthan performing Coriolanus by William Shakespeare. My name is Caius Marcius, who hath done to thee particularly, and all the Volsces, great hurt and mischief. Thereto witness may my surname, Coriolanus. The painful service, the extreme dangers, and the drops of blood shed for my thankless country are requited, but with that surname, a good memory, and witness to the malice and displeasure which thou shouldst bear me. Only that name remains. The cruelty and the envy of the people, permitted by our dastard nobles, who have all forsook me, hath devoured the rest, and permitted me by the voice of slaves to be whooped out of Rome. Now this extremity has led me to thy hearth, not out of hope, mistake me not, to save my life, for if I had feared death, of all the men here the world, I would have avoided thee, but in mere spite, to be full quit of those my banishers, stand I before thee here. Then if thou hast a heart of wreak in thee, that wilt revenge thine own particular wrongs, and stop those manes of shame seen throughout thy country, speed thee straight, and make my misery serve thy turn. So use it, that my revengeful services may prove as benefits to thee, for I will fight against my cankered country with the spleen of all the under fiends. But if thou dar'st not this, and to prove more fortunes thou art tired, then, in a word, I too am longer to live most weary, and present my throat to thee and to thy ancient malice, which not to cut would show thee but a fool, since I have ever followed thee with hate, drawn tunes of blood out of thy country's breast, and cannot live but to thy shame, unless it be to do thee service.
Ram Thundar.
Ram Thundar.
Man, I love his voice.
I know.
I will be the first to admit I don't understand a lot of Shakespeare. I can maybe critique something from a work I know very well, like A Midsummer Night's Dream, but as a whole, I think Shakespeare is super overrated, with only like a few works that are actually good.
I don't think it's overrated,
I think that
but
Shakespeare is overrated because there are so many people that don't know anything about Shakespeare and will jump on the, oh, I love Shakespeare bandwagon. He's like the Beatles. There's so many people that don't have any, they don't know any of the Beatles songs other than like a few, and they're like, I love the Beatles. It just irritates me.
I do not know anyone that is like that about Shakespeare.
I'm not saying Shakespeare is a bad writer. I'm just saying he's overrated in that a lot of
No,
people.
I just don't know a lot of people that are like, I love Shakespeare.
There are a lot of people in like the acting, like in theater, that'll be like all gung ho about Shakespeare and they don't really know anything about it. That said, for me, I like this because I like your voice and it has some notes in it.
Yeah, definitely. And it sounded like you knew what the monologue was saying. So even
Yeah.
if we didn't particularly understand, I kind of like could follow with your emotion, and that's really, really good.
Yeah, again, I don't know a lot about Shakespeare, and I'm not going to pretend that I do. Like, a lot of judges on other shows I've noticed will BS critiques and make asses of themselves. So I'm just going to say it, I don't know a lot about Shakespeare. I do know usually bad Shakespeare when I hear it, and we usually get a lot of that on the show, but we haven't had any yet. And I think this was good Shakespeare. Because,
Yes.
like she said, it sounded like you knew what you were talking about. It had levels in it, and I was interested. And I mean, from what you were saying, I felt like you had the right emotion. And if I like picked apart word for word, I could probably understand it. I'm not a monkey. I'm not a chimpanzee. I understand things. I'm not stupid, Scarlet.
Never said anything.
I'm not stupid, Ram Thundar.
But I do like your voice a
I do
lot.
too. And what I like
So, what?
is that his intro that he did, which for the rest of you guys auditioning, you don't need to do an intro, although I know like it's like a professional thing. You don't have to do it on the show. But from your speaking voice in the intro to the voice you went into, it was like two different voices and they were both epic wins.
I I know, I heard your intro and I was like, oh, that's such a nice voice.
So it's going to be a yes for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yes for me too.
I love your voice. And I think you did a good job with this.
All right, so Ram Thunder.
All right.
We're going through.
Now, unlike everyone else, Heaven Incarnate has sent an audition, and his audition, his email just says, mm-hmm. So,
that's what the monologue's about.
I guess it speaks for itself.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of pressure on vampires these days. I mean, the media has built us up to be monsters. Okay, so, if your definition of a monster is someone who sucks other people's blood, well, alright, you got me there, but do you know the kind of peer pressure that is within the culture of vampires? I mean, ugh, give me a break. Gloom and doom and black and cobwebs and coffins all over the place? Ugh, that just isn't for me. All that gothic stuff? Ugh, come on. All those other vampires are saying things like, James, vampires don't wear pastels, or James, vampires don't hold day jobs as hairdressers. I don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, they didn't even want me to keep my kitten. They said that a vampire with a cat named Snookums just doesn't strike terror into the hearts of mortals. I don't get it. I mean, these people are going to live forever. And do you know how they party? They sit around and complain about garlic and crosses and steaks. They don't even talk about politics. They don't talk about human rights violations. They don't talk about endangered species. They don't talk about anything that's important. They think it's fun to talk about fangs and how fast they can turn into bats. Yes, bats. Did you know that bats have fleas? Hmm? Oh, and do you know how hard it is to get the fleas out of your hair when you change back? It's just like, oh, and this whole seductive thing. People think that kind of stuff is cool. And you know what happens when you hypnotize people? They're no fun to talk to anymore. They're like zombies or something. Oh, and the tempers those people have, like, oh my god. You'd think people who are gonna live forever wouldn't be so stressed out. I mean, they'll blow up at just about anything. Like, if the pizza boy puts anchovies on the pizza and they didn't order anchovies, they'll put the pizza boy on the pizza. If someone sneezes the wrong way, they'll go berserk like a rabid dog or something. Like, most of them seriously need to deal with their anger management issues. I tell ya, a lot of people think being a vampire is cool. It's not. Being a vampire sucks.
All right. Vampires don't eat pizza, noob. It has garlic in it.
Only certain pizza, I think. Anyways, this is kind of like that other, that puberty one. You know, totally could relate to it. I have issues fitting in as a vampire. No, I'm just kidding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she has issues with fleas.
Yeah, actually, I didn't know that fleas are on bats. Are they actually?
I had a baby squirrel once and there were fleas on it.
You had a baby squirrel once?
I didn't.
That is so never going to happen around where I live.
I live in Georgia.
Oh,
that means nothing to you because you're Canadian and you don't know your geography.
No, I don't. Let's
talk about Mr. Incarnate.
Yes.
Love
actually,
this.
Yeah, it was so entertaining.
Had levels?
Mm-hmm.
It was conversational, mm-hmm. and it was about vampires, and that's a triple win for me.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't about, like, cheesy, sparkly vampires.
That is trifecta of win.
Actually, it sort of was, but it's complaining about them, so that is trifecta of win.
I like when you're like, ugh! Worse. Like a sexy horse. Oh, not sexy.
Wow, so bestiality on this one.
No. This is not Equus. What did you think? Did you like it overall?
I really did.
Best of the night so far, man?
I don't know. Actually,
no. Will was best of the night.
And but nobody really, really close.
Got away from him.
I really, really liked this one.
Second best of the night so far, man.
All right. So
yes for me.
Yes for me, too.
The thing I like about Heaven is he has a way of acting that's very conversational and very, like, real sounding.
Yeah.
I've noticed that a lot with him.
It definitely did feel conversational.
Next up is Under My Seven Chain. Now, Under My Seven Chain is a veteran of some of my shows.
Oh, yeah?
I always half think he's trolling because I remember one time he did Bye 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 on Sing It, and I just like his name, Under My Seven Chain. It sounds like a black pimp.
What?
Under My Seven Chain, bitch!
I thought it was going to be like some punk band or something.
Could be. This one also doesn't have a description except the file is called Rambo Monologue.
Actually, now that I think about it, totally does fit.
I'm preparing for either epic win or epic something.
Something. All right.
Under my 7 chain, you're up next.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world and see those maggots at the airport protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap! Who are they to protest me? Who are they unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about? And don't tell me it's all in the past! For you, it may be. For me, civilian life is nothing. In the field, we had a code of honor. You watch my back, I watch yours. Back here, there's nothing. Back there, I could fly a gunship. We could drive a tank. I was in charge of $1 million equipment. Back here, I can't even hold up a job parking cars! Oh my God, man. Where is everybody? I had a friend, man. He was there for us. There were all these guys, man. There were all these great guys who were my friends. Because back here, there's nothing. You remember Dan Forrest? He wore a black headband and he had those magic markers he said he found in Las Vegas. Because he was always talking about Vegas. And he's always talking about this fucking car, this fucking red 58 Chevy convertible, saying it was gonna be his. It's gonna be his car. He said we were gonna cruise till the tires fall off. We were in the bar in Saigon. And this kid comes up with a shoe shine box. He's like, "Shine, please shine." I'm like, "No," I tell him no. And then he keeps asking. He's like, "Yeah." And then Joey says, "Yeah." And I go to get us a couple of beers. And the box is wired. And when he opened up the box, it fucking blew his body all over the place. And he's fucking laying there. He's fucking screaming. There's pieces of him all over me. I'm trying to pull him off. I'm yelling, "My friend is all over me. He's got blood and everything." And I'm trying to hold him together. And I'm trying to put him back together. But his fucking entrails keep coming out. And nobody would help. No one helped me. He was saying, "I want to go home. I want to go home." He keeps screaming my name. "I want to go home, Johnny. I want to go home. I want to drive my fucking convertible." And I was like, "What? I can't find your fucking legs. I can't find your legs. I can't get it out of my head." It was 7 years ago. Sometimes I wake up. I don't even know where I am. I don't talk to nobody. Sometimes a day, sometimes a week. I can't pull it out of my mind.
All right, I am glad that we got to end this show with a feel-good monologue.
Mm-hmm. What?
See, you just blindly agree with anything I say.
I know.
The problem. Overall, I like this. Maybe at the end when you were doing the, like, crying thing, if you kind of freaked out again, that would have been cool. But overall, I like this. I thought it was good.
I thought it was a really good choice of monologue, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like not all a lot of people would have been able to pull this off, and I felt like you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked it. Like, at first, when you were yelling a lot, I was like, if it keeps on going on like this, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
Because I tend to tune out yelling once it hits a certain point.
Yeah, trust me, she does. I can only yell at her for so long till she stops listening to me.
Yeah.
Then I have to start hitting her. No, I take that back.
Anyways, if I can continue. But then you went into the next part where you're crying about your friends and stuff like that. Like, that was really, really good, and I really
enjoyed
that.
Think about crying. I hear a lot of people try to cry monologues and fail horribly, but I felt like crying, it wasn't like over and you weren't like,
Yeah, people do that. And people will have like 30 seconds of like silence where they're like, and it's just like, it doesn't sound good. And like, And it's just, it sounds a lot better when you try to incorporate it with what you say, and that's what you did, and that's really, it was really well done.
My only constructive note would be to watch your diction, because some of the things you were saying were, especially, I guess, because you were so upset in the monologue, were kind of hard to understand for me. But that's really a minor nitpicky thing, because it wasn't, like, I mean, I could still understand it. It wasn't, like, to the point where I couldn't understand it. It was not like Miss Voice of an Angel's monologue last episode.
Where you were like, what's going on?
Coupons in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Asphalt?
What? Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to behead you next episode.
Apparently I'm yelling a lot tonight because Scarlett keeps tuning me out.
Yeah, sorry. If you can't hear that, there's a helicopter going over my house right now, so I'm kind of like...
Scarlett lives at the airport.
No, I, like, it was really weird. Because I could hear it in the distance, and I was like, okay, it's just going to go away, and then it just got louder and louder and louder, and I was like, oh. Sorry,
not
guys.
Not so much. So it's a yes from me.
Yeah, yes from me, too.
I don't think he is a troll, actually. I take that back what I said. That was not for me.
Oh, you're such a mean person.
I just saw Rambo monologue, and I thought he was going to, like, do a Sylvester Stallone impression. I thought it was, like, a troll, but it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Well, good job for not trolling.
Good job for not trolling. We have one more coming in from Autumn.
Oh, yay!
Do we want to talk about what you told Autumn?
I told her that to audition, she has to send in a monologue and have sex with me.
And she said she would do both. So,
yeah.
We're only going to play the monologue. We're not going to put the sex on the show. That's appropriate. There's a lot of younger listeners. But, yeah, I'll be recording that, though. If anybody is interested in it, just PM
me. You won't.
I have a camera set up. So if you're interested, email me about it, and I'll get that to you if you're not a child.
Charge a high price.
I will.
Okay, good.
All right, Autumn's up next.
Yep.
I just want to apologize to Mike's mom and Josh's mom and my mom. And I'm sorry to everyone. I was so naive. I was very naive and very stupid, and I shouldn't have put other people in danger for something that was all about me and my selfish motives. I'm so sorry for everything that has happened, because in spite of what Mike says now, it's all my fault. Because it was my project, and I insisted on everything. I insisted we weren't lost. I insisted we keep going. I insisted we walk south. Everything had to be my way, and this is where we've ended up. And it's all because of me. We're here now, and hungry, and cold, and hunted. I love you, Mom and Dad. I'm so sorry. It was never my intention to hurt anyone, and I hope that's clear. I'm so scared. What was that? I'm scared to close my eyes. And I'm scared to open them. I'm going to die out here. Every night, we just wait for them to come.
All right.
All right.
Go. Talk about your
my go.
Partner.
Yeah. So, I thought it was pretty good. I thought for, like, this is kind of the example of the crying issue, where all you hear is gasps. Sometimes it kind of is weird. Like, I really, really liked when you sounded upset and you were talking. But at the same time, like, when you cry, you don't want it to just be like, just because, like, sometimes, like, I don't know, personally, I just don't really like that. But at the same time, you talk, Dylan.
I was wondering when we were going to get a Blair Witch monologue. Because about one of these comes in every season.
Yeah? How do you know where these things are from? I don't know anything. I'm terrible.
That's like a famous monologue.
I know, but
like it's so parodied all the time. Plus, she told me it was from the Blair Witch. So, Your strength as an actress for me, just from stuff I've heard you at, is when you're very, you can be very conversational, but then when you go, like, get emotion-y, a lot of times it goes over the top, and for me, this kind of went over the top, and it wasn't as, like, real as I wanted from you. And I know, because I know you're capable of real, because I've heard you do it, and you do it so well, so I was frustrated that this wasn't as real as I'm used to by you. I don't know, like, I didn't hate it.
I liked the gasp, and then, what was that? Like,
yeah, I liked when she was like,
that was tongue,
yeah,
because like,
yeah.
At that point I was like, oh, what was that?
That's exactly what you would be saying if you had sex with Scarlett. Like, what the hell is that? What is that?
You are going to lose your head.
The scariest evening you've ever been involved in.
You are going to die.
Just gasping and crying and horror. Okay, for me, well, Scarlett, you can go first on this one. Yes,
I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm just done.
Okay, we'll talk to Autumn.
I will. I want to put her through.
I want to, but I don't feel like it would be, I don't feel like it's, this one I'm so on the fence on, because I do know how good she is. But I feel like if this was somebody I didn't know and had never heard before act, I don't think I would put it through based on that.
Oh, see, I'm kind of biased too, because I did, yeah.
So while I want you to be on the show a lot, because I really think you're a great actress, I don't think based on this I can say yes, so I say no. But I hope that you resubmit with something that's more like conversational, because you do that so well.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'm going to say yes, but I mean, resubmit and then send in something that is more conversational. And
yeah.
I mean, like, the emotion was good and it was there, but it is kind of like Dylan said, like, don't go too over the top, because you'll lose your audience.
This monologue is so famous and has been parodied so many times, especially with this one. If you go even a little bit over, it looks parody-ish, just because it's so done so much.
See, now I feel bad because I don't know it. It's done so much, you know, everyone parodies it, and I'm like sitting here going, I don't know it.
Have you never heard the Blair Witch monologue? Where she's like, I'm so scared. And there's like snot dripping out of her nose?
No.
Okay, well, that's what this was. Anyway. This episode, total 180 from last episode, because last episode we only put 3 people through. This episode we put almost everybody through. We only sent out to 4 people. So out of 10, we put 6 people through.
There were a lot of people. Well, actually, that isn't exactly a 180, because last time there was only like... Oh, no, wait, yeah, that's a little bit different.
It's 7.
There were 7. I thought there was 5 for a second there.
So we have 9 people through now, and we have a strong 9 already. I'm excited.
I am so excited.
And I hope that everybody that got knows tonight resubmits, because every single one of you I thought were strong and just made poor monologue choices or poor choices on what you were doing. But I can tell all of you
I think everyone, yeah, because like we haven't hit someone where I've been like, oh my god.
We had a couple on the last episode, but not on this episode. So kudos to you people on this episode.
Good job.
Anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm good.
All right. On behalf of myself and Scarlett, good night, everybody.
Good night.
I just said on behalf, and then you said goodnight anyway. So, on behalf of myself, goodnight.
Goodnight.